206 here at Kate Radio Afternoons with Aaron. It's a Tuesday. That means it's a Tom Jones Tuesday. Do want to mention PJ Flex Show coming your way tomorrow if you're tuning in for that. Probably in the 2 or 3 o'clock hour tomorrow if you want to hear about the Gophers. They get ready for, again, Nebraska coming up on Saturday. But Jonesy joins us. And Tom, a good afternoon. I assume you're outside somewhere enjoying the sunshine.
Not quite yet.
Not quite yet.
I will be, though, momentarily, as soon as I get this done with the U. But, no, beautiful day. My goodness, I just came in from outside and back into my office, and it is very nice and warm in Albert Lea right now.
How was the trick-or-treating at your house last night? Did you hand out candy?
Yeah, we did. In fact, it started out slow, and I it's only our second year living back in the house that I grew up in, and that's my wife and I said, well, maybe we're not going to have as many as we had in the past. But boy, all of a sudden, about 7:15, the floodgates opened and kids were coming left and right, and mom and dads. And, you know, we had the house all decked, you know, the big old 1887 Victorian style home all decorated with lights, making it look kind of like the Munsters' house. But people were just driving by and randomly stopping that we didn't know, which was awesome. We were so thrilled to see so many kids all dressed up nice. I actually had to run down to Dollar General to get some more candy as we just about ran out. So, yeah, it was a great night. The weather was perfect. We sat on our front porch for 2 hours with the kids and not having to go back inside. It was such a perfect night.
Now, Jonesy, let's get right into a high school sports talk. And I don't have the score in front of me. Stewartville, they're the real, real, real deal. They beat Byron by like a 50. The other night. So Stewartville gets Casson Manorville in the Ascension final. That's a section one, a 4A, of course, the Ascension that Albert Lea is in coming up on Friday. We've seen both teams. It's probably going to be tough for Casson Manorville to find a way to keep up with Stewartville, because I'm just shocked how easily they beat Byron.
Yeah, that's a surprise. I saw the KM score. I was getting updates on that, but Stewartville ran like 70 points on us that night, 72 or whatever it was. And talking to a parent from KM, they were saying too that they've got to somehow figure out a way to stop the ground game with Stewartville. You remember they just pounded it to their left side, our right defensively, in that game that we broadcast over in Stewartville that night. So it's going to be a tough one for KM. And, we'll wish both teams the best of luck though, with a chance to advance on.
And we want to thank, I think it's the first time that we've talked since we were out doing that a playoff game on Tuesday night last week. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, and USC. USC got beat by Lester Prairie on Saturday. They're the real deal. They're going to take on Mayor Lutheran in their section final. But USC picking up 4 wins this season. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons with 5 wins. Pretty good season for a couple of the smaller schools in our area.
Oh, no doubt. And that was a great game that we got to broadcast over at Alden, and thank the people over there for getting it all set up for us, and talked to a lot of people that listened to the game too. So I know that it was enjoyable for those that didn't have a chance to fill the crowd like everybody else did that night. And I did not hear the final though on the USC game. Last I had was a text. They were down 36-6. What did that end up, Aaron?
You know, I don't have it in front of me, but it might've been that score. It might've finished that way. Or I know USC had 6. So it might have finished that way.
Okay. So good season for USC, good season for Alden Conger. And then I just saw on Facebook here that Alden Conger girls volleyball, I believe tonight, are playing over in Rochester. It was last night. So how did they do?
They lost 3 sets to 1. They lost one of the sets 32-30.
Oh, my.
So, and Mabel Canton, I was looking this morning, their section has the 5th, 6th, and 7th ranked teams in Class A all in the same section. So, I mean,
yeah,
it's a stacked section.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I used to coach girls basketball down in Glendale Emmons in the early 2000s, they always talked about the powerhouse that Mabel Canton was in volleyball year in and year out. And yeah, here you are down the corner of the state of Minnesota, small town, and you get all the kids out for the sport, and they don't rebuild, they just reload every year. And so, yeah, tough draw there for Jolene Butte's squad, but they had a great season and had a chance to watch them play out here in Albert Lea when they defeated the Tigers. And so congrats to the Knights. And Jolene's daughter, again, was honored, I think, the 4th time of this season, was it, for the Defensive Player of the Week, is that right?
In the NSIC. I don't have the story in front of me, so I apologize. I don't know her first name offhand. But I did see that she, Jolene's daughter, is going to be in Minnesota coming up this weekend. It's Friday night, Concordia St. Paul at 7, Minnesota State of Mankato on Saturday at 2. She plays for Augustana. So if you want to cheer on a former Alden Conger graduate, she's going to be in town again this weekend, or in the state,
yeah,
I should say.
Erica Butte's her name, and a great gal. I know either her mom or the school or somebody posted it again on Facebook to go up to Minnesota State and watch her play up there. So I suspect they're going to have a pretty good delegation cheering her on up there. And what a fun opportunity for her, too, to be able to have so many home fans watching her.
Tom Jones on a Tom Jones Tuesday here on Kate Radio. So section finals for football coming up of this weekend. Section finals for volleyball also coming up this weekend as we'll decide, or not decide. We'll see who's going to the estate tournament this year. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva getting a Waseca tonight. All the action right here on Kate at 6. And the Panthers, the Jonesy, they have a good chance to win at least a subsection title. I know on the north subsection, you got teams like Belle Plaine and Southwest Christian on Chaska, a couple of powerhouses that are going to be tough to get by. It can be extremely tough. But the Panthers, I think they're at 20 wins. Alden Conger at 21 wins this season. So we've got some good volleyball here in the area.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm looking forward to listening to your broadcast up there tonight and to see how NRHEG does. And hopefully wish them the best of luck. But like you said, that when you get in a tournament play, the teams become pretty strong. And to make it to that ultimate state tournament, you've got to have a little luck behind you, a lot of talent, a lot of hard sweat equity to get there, too.
Now, Jonesy, turning our attention to football, did you hear that the Vikings made a trade today?
I did. I was just reading about it here about an hour ago, and they gave up some draft picks and picked up one of the top tight ends. I don't follow the NFL that much like I used to, but I did some research on them, and wow, they made a nice trade there in my mind. And it looked like Irv Smith with his bad ankle might be out 6 weeks or more. So they were forced into finding a tight end, and they found a good one, no doubt about it. And the surprising thing about that, Aaron, is that they traded within the division, that Detroit would give up a player of that caliber for some higher end draft picks. But kudos to the Vikings for making that deal.
I want to say I just read it was either 96 or 98 was the last year that Detroit made a trade within the division. So it never happens. Sometimes maybe I take that back. It happens when you're moving around draft picks in the NFL draft, but never for players. You never try to make another team better. But the Lions, I think officially at whatever they're at, 1-6, 1-7, they're waving the white flag. That season's pretty much over in Detroit. And hopefully the Vikings now will pass at a tight end more, because they have one of the lowest, I think it was, yards per attempt for the tight end by Kirk Cousins, the lowest in the NFL. So we haven't used the tight end as much as other teams have, and hopefully with another weapon, a better weapon, that will open things up for everybody else on an offense that we know has got plenty of weapons to begin with.
Yeah, no doubt. And you haven't seen the tight end. It's become a big part of the offense since they let Kyle Rudolph leave, and we loved Kyle Rudolph, of course, and before that, Jim Clydesdale, but bringing that into the play, I think, is going to be a great extra player for the Vikings. The thing I like about this Vikings team this year in their offense is they're getting Adam Thielen the ball. Adam's, early 30s maybe, and certainly probably on the downside of his career, but the guy can still catch a football. And we've got such a talented crew to be able to catch, and adding one catch a ball in order to, to get another receiver is just amazing.
Tom Jones. Tom Jones Tuesday here on Kate Radio. Vikings in D.C. coming up on Sunday. Going back to high school sports, we do have to mention again the Albert Lea boys cross country team going back to the state meet at St. Olaf College in Northfield. They're going to have a send-off just before noon on Saturday at the high school parking lot. Everyone's welcome to come out there and wish the boys the best of luck. They'll get an escort out of town. They run at 3:30 on Saturday afternoon. And I saw a great picture of co-head coach Jim Haney along with Margo Wayne, the other co-head coach, putting the plaque, section champions, up at the high school. Last year, runners-up. This year's section champions. What a great story for Albert Lea boys cross country.
No doubt. And one of the things I've really, I think it was Paul Durbin that probably made this decision to do it. But it, as you walk in from the swimming pool door and you walk down towards the lower doors to get into the basketball court, you have what I like to call the Wall of Fame up on the board. You have all of the teams in the more recent time pictured up on the wall with their plaques all right along, and it just continues on and on and on. And what a great thing to be able to see that. And, of course, up above in the gym, they have the pictures back that came from Alderley High School from my year in the 60s, 50s, 70s, whatever. So, yeah, it's neat to be able to see that. I haven't seen that picture yet, but I will look forward to seeing that. I got an interesting trivia question, Aaron. You know how I'd like to throw you trivia questions at you.
Absolutely. What do you got?
Okay, so they're running at St. Olaf College on this weekend, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Where was the cross-country state meet held before? I assume before that originally. I just did this in my 50-year research for my Sunday column this week.
State Fairground, St. Paul.
Ah, you're in the ballpark. You're very much in the ballpark. University of Minnesota Golf Course. And I don't know if they still have that.
Okay.
Is that course still even in play anymore? Did they sell that off for development? I'm not sure, but we had a participant named Doug Peterson 50 years ago that had gotten fifth in the section to go to state. And what's neat, too, of course, we've talked about this, so Jerry Cappers was the coach there, and Jerry Cappers will be up at the state meet with his Mankato East team here 50 years later. And I just think the world of Jerry for all he's done with the cross country, not only in Albert Lee, but now in Mankato East as he's in his retirement years.
Again, 3:30 at St. Olaf College in Northfield. That's when the boys run. Last year, they got 16th place out of 16 teams, trying to improve on this year's state finish. Jonesy, you know, you mentioned your article talking about where the cross-country state meet was held before St. Olaf. What else you got in the article this week?
Oh, just a lot of different things. We've had Joe Shabluski, 10 years ago, was inducted into the college or the Minnesota High School Coaching Hall of Fame. That was probably one of the bigger things from 10 years ago. But the neat thing about 50 years ago, when I go back, is I look for people that maybe are still around Albert Lee or something from the Hockey Association or, in this case, cross country. I featured them quite a bit in the articles. They had a very successful team back in 1972. And Lee College will be featured, I'm sure, once the basketball season starts up here. It was fun to go to Lee College basketball games. But if there's somebody that I know is still around or has family around, I'd like to feature that person. And it's just kind of fun to go back. And you know my interest in history.
Yep.
So being able to see that 10, 15, 25 years, whatever it is, it's just so fun for me to go back. And you look at some of these things, and like, for instance, one that we featured quite often is Chrissy Munson, and we talked about her last week when you had the section meet here. And Chrissy, already 10 years ago since she finished her high school career, and it just doesn't seem possible that 10 years have passed since then. And she went on to run it in Illinois for college and now a member of our Alberley High School Athletic Hall of Fame. So it just shows you how fast time flies as you get older.
Jonesy, 2 weeks from Thursday is our first Albert Lee girls hockey broadcast. Speaking of time going fast, 2 weeks from Thursday, there's no rest in between seasons. Away we go.
You know, there really isn't. And as a parent of two kids, Mike and my son, for playing basketball now, they played in a breakout tournament over in Casson, Manorville, played Casson and also played West Salem, Wisconsin, on Sunday afternoon. So it seems like there's always something in between seasons too that these kids can be participating in. And they have a Sunday night open gym for the boys and girls right now going on from 6 o'clock to 7:30 each week at the high school. And we have some parent volunteers that have been nice enough to help out there too. So winter sports are going to be here very, very soon.
Jonesy, before we let you go, anything else you want to add this week?
Well, we've covered quite a bit of things here, Aaron. I'm sure there is, but off the top of my head, I can't think of anything. So I guess at that point, we'll send it back to you at the station and look forward to your broadcast again tonight at 6 o'clock.
Sounds good, Jonesy. Have a good week. We'll talk next Tuesday.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Have a great week.